Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Headmaster Nathan Gorman. Today we're here to discuss Session Salon Connect and I have two very special guests. They are both a great example of hire and develop good talent, which is one of our Kevin Murphy core values. They've been around as long as me, just about, well, maybe longer in some cases. And I'd like to start with Parul, or Paz, Amrolia. She's the Education and Business Development Manager in the EMEA region. And she's someone that I've known for a long time, and a lot of you listeners probably have as well. We have a lot of respect for Paz. Paz, I'd like you to say first hi, explain if you'd like to be Paz or Parul, and give listeners a brief outline of your KM journey, because I think you've had almost every KM title there is and what you do now. Hi, Paz.
Hi, Paz is fine. So thank you, Nathan. I started off as a key, which was a great journey because I got introduced to Session Salon before I became a key. And then I just developed and progressed into being a gold, platinum and diamond key and then a star master. And then just last year, I got a new title, just Education Business Development Manager, but I also look after Session Salon in the EMEA region.
That's great.
Thank you.
And Paz, for our listeners, what is EMEA? What's that acronym mean?
EMEA stands for Europe, Middle East and South Africa. So it just shortens up that kind of, you know, the regions and brings them all together.
Wow, that's some big territory, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So next for you, we have our North American friend, Sarah Lund, who, along with fulfilling the role of Style Master for many years, also started in the key system, I believe, as Paz did, and is a North American Session Salon Project Manager. Sarah works closely with marketing on a lot of digital assets and is quite crucial in that area as well. You'll see a lot of her work on our channels, or at least her fingers in the pie of the work you see on the channels. So, Sarah, say hi and let listeners in a little on your journey and what your life looks like now.
Hello, all. Yes, as Nathan said, I did start out as a gold key. I've actually been with Kevin Murphy in some capacity for nearly 11 years. So working as a style master for the last 7 years, coming up July 1st. It has been a pretty incredible and really a huge honor to have joined the Session Salon team and being part of the Session Salon team. I think for us, life looks a lot different now. Working from behind a computer is a really big change for a hairdresser. But I'll say there's a really good deal of fulfillment in stepping outside of our comfort zones, collaborating on new projects, and, you know, kind of really starting to put your heart and soul into different avenues and different things.
So it's been all about growing a skill set, really, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and widening that. I think for a long time, a lot of people sat around and waited for their jobs to go back to normal. And I think that the penny's dropped. They're not going back to normal.
Yeah, that's definitely becoming very evident.
Yeah, that's right. So today we're here to discuss Session Salon Connect. However, we need to go back to go forward. I'd like to start at the beginning, if we may. Session Salon is a brand within a brand. It landed in 2008. Paz and I have been involved with it from the very beginning. And it, as I said, it's a brand within the Kevin Murphy brand. It's almost cult-like. And for years, it affects how hair care professionals see themselves. But for years, people have run around going, what is Session Salon? What is Session Salon? Like it was this secret kind of thing that people actually didn't know about. And it became a bit of a going joke within the Kevin Murphy world, didn't it, Paz and Sarah?
Yes, absolutely, Nathan. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, last year we worked very hard to rebrand Session Salon. We started, I believe, in 2019. But Kevin Murphy is a brand to elevate every day. And Session Salon is a brand within that brand. And it's selective and unapologetic about exclusivity. And it's a group of hair care professionals who are leaders in their salons, admired by their peers. And as I said, it's got a little bit of a cult-like nature that impacts the way we look, the way we communicate and who we are. This is a truth, isn't it, Sarah? You're the latest recruit to Session Salon. Paz and I are like old, I don't know what's the right, but we've been around a while. So, Sarah, what would you have to say?
I feel so young and fresh.
I'll get you for that one.
You know, at any fashion event, be it Fashion Week or a photo shoot, there are certain elements crucial for a successful event, just as there are every day in every salon across the world. A session stylist is committed to breaking down trends for clients, understanding how to present new ideas to clients, bringing that fashion and editorial world to our clients, and making each and every client feel like a supermodel with a personalized service and recommendation every single time.
Great. Thanks, Sarah. So we said it's a program designed to build a culture amongst like-minded hairdressers and that believe in the same core values, but I actually think the like-mind is wanting success. There's nothing wrong with asking for success in your career. Is there, Paz?
No, not at all. With the program, it is definitely designed to like bring together like-minded hairdressers that believe in the core values that we have, and also like the brand's philosophy, that believe in the brand style, being the advocates of the brand in the salons and in the community, but also having that really communication skills with their clients as well, and also being able to break down those editorial trends.
Yeah, great. As we're saying, we like to say a few things about Session Salon. We use keywords, and it's not actually about, you know, being untouchable, but we are aspirational. And as I said before, there's nothing wrong with being successful in your career. We aspire to have better careers. We aspire to make money and to be financially solvent. We also aspire to meet our clients' needs head on. And for me, the day that I kind of just get sick of training and education and growth and aspiring to be better is the day that I should put down the scissors. What would you say to sophisticated Sarah?
Salon comes from a great deal of worldly experience, a great deal of knowledge of fashion, a great deal of knowledge of culture. And, you know, just taking all of these kind of global experiences and global knowledge and bringing it all together and reflecting, you know, the idea of culture and fashion into the everyday life in the salon.
Fantastic. What about experimental, Paz?
Well, what Session Salon brings with experimental is like new inventions of products, ideas, techniques that's probably not been established just yet in our day-to-day lives, but also kind of like implementing it into our day-to-day lives in a newer way kind of thing to expand new opportunities and new choices that we can make on our salon floor as well with our clients and giving them new direction to give them that confidence to be that individual as well.
Great. And we use diverse as a keyword also, Sarah.
Yeah. And I see diverse in a couple of different ways. Like number one, diverse in the way that we bring education in Session Salon. There's a lot of different components and elements to how we're learning, which is really excellent because everyone sort of has a different learning style or a different way to relate. But I also see diversity with inclusion and that, you know, taking ideas from different social, ethnic, and sexual backgrounds allows us to learn from each other and grow together with a bigger and wider perspective.
Mm, wow, that's amazing. Okay, Paz, you've got to follow that with creative.
So in Session Salon, as we are all creative creatures, we don't take away any of the creativity, but we also implement through creativity how to solve problems like clients' hair concerns and in a newer kind of way, which means changing your perspectives as well, being creative, taking risks and ignoring that doubt, facing fears as well, which means breaking with routines and doing something different for the sake of doing something different, shall we say.
Great, great. Okay. And progressive, Sarah?
I think actually one of my favorite thought things about Session Salon is, you know, Session Salon truly is a living program, and that the program is continuously evolving. It's continuously moving and adapting when, you know, presented with new information, when there's new trends, when we find new technology. So it's not a program that was, you know, kind of written and stays stagnant. It's continuously really like changing and adapting to the times, which is exactly what hairdressers need in the salon.
It's perfect. You know, there was a time in the early days of Session Salon when it used to change weekly. Because I used to sit in a hotel room on a Sunday night and write what was going to be taught the next day. That's part of that. I love that. I love that. And, okay, Paz, we say we're exclusive, but it's not at the expense of others. What do we mean by that?
I would say from Session Salon, being exclusive is something that prevents other things from being true, or something like something that is limited in numbers. But like being exclusive is belief of non-belief of like, you know, we are different and we're proud of being different. So being exclusive, we do things and we approach things in a different way.
I think you brought that round really well, actually, because you know what? We're not for everyone, are we?
No, exactly. And being exclusive doesn't make us right or wrong, but it's not, like you just said, you know, it's not for everybody. But,
yes,
you know, we are for the people that are open-minded and want to be like-minded hairdressers that are open to learning new things and but are also open to coming out of their comfort zone as well, to be able to grow and offer their clients new things as well.
You know, we've all had a career in education. I particularly have had a very long career in education. I used to ask a question many years ago on a Monday morning when I'd be teaching a class, and that'd be, who are the prisoners? Who are the prisoners? Who are the people that have actually been sent by their boss or by their colour company or their brand? And really don't want to be in the room. And, you know, obviously if you said it in the right way, you'd get a few hands going up. I'm here to say that Session Salon is not for you, okay? If you're a prisoner and you're doing education because you have been told you need to, no, Session Salon is actually born from the desire to inspire hairdressers to think beyond the chair and to explore new ideas that will evolve their skills, their brand style, and ultimately their business, but it will still keep you creative. Now, that sounds pretty bloody exclusive to me, doesn't it, Paz?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a mentor program, though, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. It's really about pushing past your comfort zone. And I know we've kind of said that a lot, but I find, like, that's a place that people don't always want to go to past that comfort zone, but it is that place that we grow creatively, but we also grow personally. So not only are we pushing past our creative or comfort zones, but also there to strengthen our ability to effectively communicate. This begins with bringing these tools back into the salon to your peers and ends with the client. Ultimately, at the center of the entire program, everything is the client.
Okay. So consumers, I mean, there's actually been some, we follow the Future Laboratory at Kevin Murphy and they've had a lot of great content. We're very much a big fan of them and what they come out with. And part of that is that consumers are emerging from an austere decade that burned us out politically, socially and economically, one in which global uncertainty generated strong market for personal betterment. Now, when I went to TAFE, which is training college in Australia, they said, good hairdressers never talk about religion, politics or sex. Well, I don't know what else they had to speak about, but I can tell you now, this statement means a lot to me. But Paz, what does this statement mean to you?
From my experience on how things have changed, my clients have changed, and just seeing how other stylists have been talking about how their clients have changed, and with bringing it back to the Session Salon program, this statement means, to me, it means that consumers are investing like in themselves a lot more than they did before, but also looking and wanting to have those personalized recommendations. So when it comes to us talking about our clients in the hair industry, What I've noticed is that they are wanting to know a lot more about, you know, how to look after their hair at home, you know, and there's like kind of that real trend of being that well-being and sort of like that self-care Sundays as well. So it's important for us to keep our clients up to date, but also to educate them as well. So in Session Salon, we really make sure that our stylists that do attend are ahead of our clients, you know, that they are well equipped with the tools and knowledge to give them to then share with their clients as well, because it's very important. That's what that statement means to me.
I think that sounds amazing. And I mean, in terms of self-care, I mean, Sarah Lund over there in Austin, Texas, wearing something flowy and burning some incense, I'd imagine.
Lots of sage.
I think that, you know, but that's jokes. But, you know, without mentioning, I think, you know, which side of politics you're on and all of that, I'm sick of it. And I think most people are. We're sick of it. We're sick of the Twitter wars. We're sick of up and downs. We're sick of that. We want a good life. And the thing that the pandemic has done to us is it has actually not, it's pulled us back to the relationships that we had that are genuine. And we tend to be growing those relationships. And those relationships can be with brands as well.
Yes.
And that's really important, because there's a big movement saying that people won't seek out new brands post-pandemic. They'll go back to the brands that had the values that match where they are now. And I think that Kevin Murphy is that brand. So, Sarah, your craft depends on building long-term relationships. What does this actually mean to you?
Well, it really is all about the client and fulfilling our clients' needs in a renewed world. Now more than ever, our clients are wanting to align themselves with brands and people and businesses that share the same beliefs and share the same values as them. And really, it's about creating that great client experience. And each and every single time asking your clients or asking yourself, how do your clients feel when they spend time with you?
Wow, I love that. I love that. And Paz, I mean, we do a lot of work on this. What do clients crave now in a new landscape?
Well, they're craving for like wanting products that actually do what they say they're going to do, and also to have that kind of a brand, to have that social conscience as well. But also they expect recommendation that's going to help them actualize their kind of personal style, give them the confidence to be who they want to be and wear the hair how they want to be. If they want to kind of have, you know, a total recreation, then, you know, we give the stylists in Session Salon to have that confidence, to give their clients the confidence as well. But what clients are actually also craving for is to have to engage with us digitally, but expect that digital consultation as well to create that kind of a brief.
I agree. I think that that's changed so much. Sarah, I feel like this is in your wheelhouse. So would you like to take it from here with what clients crave?
Absolutely. So COVID has changed so many things for us, and it has definitely led to a really high level of digital awareness for our clients and consumers. Your clients, if they weren't doing it before, they're going to do it now. Your clients will research you. They'll research Kevin Murphy extensively before they even enter into the salon. You know, today's clients have a much greater understanding of fashion. They've seen fashion. They have this device at their fingertips that's showing them fashion. So they'll already have done their research. They'll know what their aims and what their goals are for their hair. And, you know, beauty today is the same thing. It's become more attainable. It's become more attainable. It's become lightning fast, both in salon and digitally. Clients are seeing, you know, beauty ads and beauty brands and editorials and, you know, tutorials kind of thrown at them constantly. And so our clients are expecting us as well to have that digital conversation with them, or having that digital library regarding how to achieve a look, right? They're expecting us to know how to do it.
That's right. And I mean, to bring it back around, I mean, this is what we were talking about when we were saying that Session Salon Connect is exclusive. You have to want to be better. You have to want to grow. You have to want to take your business to the next level. That's why we created Session Salon Connect, isn't it, Paz?
Absolutely. And we're not taking anything away from Session Salon, like doing the physical classes. We're actually giving the tools to the stylists to extend and expand their communication skills, to be able to stay connected with their clients and attract new clients through as well, through the digital platforms. Also for the stylists to create those special moments in the salon before the clients arrive as well, by setting up great expectations, not just for themselves, but also for the clients as well.
Mm, great. I mean, I think that, you know, we obviously were tasked with creating Connect, and we wanted it to be very different than the Session Salon program, but we wanted it to hold the same truths in its heart. And one of the things post, and you cannot ignore the pandemic. I don't care who you are, you can't. It's changed all of our businesses. And Martin Raymond, who is the co-founder of the Future Laboratory, came up with a quote, I think, last year that really, for us, for Paz, Sarah and I, who worked a lot on creating Connect, it really gave us the truth to start. And that is, I'll read it to you. This is a hard, unsettling reset, but it'll result in positive, unprecedented changes in how ordinary people behave and interact. If businesses aren't prepared for this, in many ways they deserve to become the casualties of a new paradigm shift in how we broker the way we live, work and play. Well, what does this mean? This means that everything in life is up for grabs. This has been a big change. It's going to bring some positivity through. I mean, I must say, I am actually happier with my life in many ways. What about you, Sarah and Paz?
Yeah, it's definitely, I do think I agree with you, Nathan, as sometimes I think we also get a little bit worn out of talking about the pandemic. We can't ignore it because it has played such a huge impact on everything that we do and every way that we do business.
Mm, for sure. And I mean, Paz, you guys are just getting your Christmas haircut in the UK.
Absolutely, yes.
And it's the 4th of May today, by the way.
Yes, I think we've all more or less caught up with our Christmas haircuts and, you know, and feeling so fabulous as well. But I mean, you know, like Sarah mentioned, and like you mentioned, Nathan, this is such a positive, like a turnaround, and it sort of pushed us in the way we should have gone maybe before the, you know, the COVID and that, but it's just made us, like, you know, go there a lot more quicker than maybe we wanted to. But, like, you know, during this time of creating Connect, you know, Sarah and I and yourself, you know, we'd probably meet each other probably once a year, and we've been so connected, you know, and seeing each other.
Like, the pun.
I don't know where I was going with that, but I was going.
No, but we have digitally, yes. So connected digitally.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and it's allowing us to stay more connected than we have done before, I feel. So it's definitely a positive turn, a massive positive turn to this.
Thank you, Paz, for saying that. I think that that's really important. I think that those salons and those stylists who have been shut down for a number of months, I think the surprising thing that you'll take out of this is you've created a community. Mm-hmm. You've communicated and created a community throughout that time. And that's a really big opportunity for business because you've got a genuine relationship. Now, it's not about exploiting that genuine relationship. It's about actually building it. And that's the truth that Session Salon is built on. But, Sarah, I know that you have some kind of health, wellness and beauty impact kind of research to share. Would you like to share that?
Absolutely. So health, wellness and beauty impact's latest research into health and wellness and its sister sector, beauty, have revealed a shift towards conscious declaration as mental well-being, daily rituals, and a balance of nature and science become paramount for consumers. So as sectors that require human expertise and high-touch guidance, so, you know, I think hairdressers are definitely at the center of that, COVID-19 is pushing consumers to trade in-person experiences for digital platforms that positively support their mental and their physical state.
I think that that's really important. So I think that, you know, sorry, Sarah, this is going to be a British English and American English tomato kind of thing, but towards that conscious deceleration.
Oh, gosh.
I think that, you know, I think that that's really important. It is actually acceptable to sit and think about how you feel, and not in an indulgent way, but in a way that you become a better person. And the people around you become better people. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I heard a quote from Ashley Mayer, again from the Future Laboratory. Apparently they're writing our podcast now, so thanks, guys, for that. And that's it. And, Sarah, this is like you. This is your wheelhouse, as I said before. Every story, every piece of content is for everyone, whether or not that's your intention. You need to be extremely clear on your most important audience, which is your customers. And you need to think about how anything you say anywhere will make them feel. What does this mean, Sarah?
Well, this means that our digital presence is more important than ever, right? Mm. We have this 24/7, 365-day-a-year communication platform at our fingertips. Our clients are on it. We're on it. Everybody's sort of on these social and digital platforms. So it's incredibly vital that we're being smart and we're being savvy with what we present out there to the digital world.
I think that's great. Thanks. Great answer, Sarah. So let's get on to Connect. Why now, Paz?
Well, why not? This is a perfect time to, you know, with what we've been talking about with this new landscape has really definitely changed the way our clients communicate with the stylist as well. So this is a perfect time to really have Connect, the business of communication. So our mission is to cement that session salon into the new digital landscape and be a voice of truth to assist stylists and salons post-2020. If I can just quickly just add here, the experiences what I had as well in the UK when we were like totally locked down last year, how many clients actually reached out via social media and just the digital platform was mind-blowing. It was just a new way. So if our clients are changing, it was very important for us to change, to connect to the perfect time.
Perfect. Thank you. And Sarah, can you outline the entire course? Well, maybe not the entire. Let's do it in little snippets. It's all digital, yes?
Yes, absolutely. It's a completely digital platform. All of our classes are virtual theory classrooms. They're all run online. Since we're having that digital conversation, it was only appropriate to keep the classes digital. So it consists of 5 2-hour sessions. And each and every single Connect session is designed to build on the previous session. So it really helps to kind of like take you through that journey. So you start to build your own brand and your own digital voice from the beginning. Each session builds upon the next. So at that final kind of session, when we're all there together, you've really learned how to develop some digital skills.
Fantastic. Well, let's go through them one by one for listeners. So Paz, can you do Connect 1 on us?
Absolutely. So Session Salon Connect 1 takes you through and dives in deep into exploring about the consumer. We explore the iconic ingredients of Kevin Murphy products and how the heart of our brand beats. Meeting the client's needs in 2021 needs a whole new range of new tools that are just at your fingertips. It also is about the brand, product, and connection in the new landscape as well.
Great. And I mean, that's a really important thing. So it's about brand, product, and connection in a new landscape. I mean, you look at things like how to take product shots, don't you, Paz?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, we look at how, not just how we do product shots as well, but how we actually talk about products to our clients as well and reach out to our clients and break up the language that we may be used to in the Kevin Murphy world as well. So we just, you know, come out of that kind of and talk the language that our clients would definitely understand as well, but give them the choices in a different way.
Okay. And look, I know we've been like in lockdown for a long time, and I have recently become a father, so I'll use a father joke. Sarah, what does take me home mean? How's that changed?
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit. Your take me home is your piece to take home and to accomplish on your own time, either in your home or at the salon. Take me home for Connect One is using the Kevin Murphy Sew Kit. So right there from the beginning, we're pushing you out of your comfort zone. We're challenging you creatively to create or to recreate or to create your own look using the Kevin Murphy Sew Kit on a client, on a mannequin, on a model, even on yourself. You'll record the session and, of course, post it to your Instagram.
Great. How exciting. And what about Connect Two, Paz?
So Connect Two is using the metaphors of working backstage at Fashion Week, and we take it a step further and go digital. In this class, where we gain product knowledge insight into how we use Kevin Murphy's styling range to deliver progressive texture for your clients. We also explore all the important digital consultations for service and product recommendation. We even discuss how timing and teamwork can mean a difference between a good and elevated client experience in the salon. So with the bonus of some of the must-have hair techniques taken right from Kevin Murphy virtual runway to your clients.
Great. So it's all about digital communication, virtual confidence, which I love that term, whoever wrote that, and the client in the new world. Okay, so Sarah, what about the take home?
Yep, so our take me home for Connect 2 is all about exploring different inspirations from award shows to photo shoots to magazines and editorials. And then using, of course, our virtual confidence, you're going to take that inspiration image from one of your kind of explorations and recreate that on a client-friendly version, something that your clients would wear on a model, mannequin, a client, but recreating that on something that you would do in the salon using Kevin Murphy products and Kevin Murphy tools. Of course, then you're going to take your final look and post it to your Instagram.
Great. And if there's any other companies listening doing espionage into Kevin Murphy education, we own Virtually Confident, just telling you right now, because all we'll do is put a dot in it and it'll become virtually.confident, and that's it, it's ours. So what about Connect 3, Sarah?
Oh, God, you kind of have me on that one. Okay, in Session Salon Connect 3, in this offering, we're exploring that all-important brief. So all creative industries start the creative process with a brief. In Session Salon Connect 3, we're going to learn how to create a brief with our clients and throwing that concept of a consultation or the old concept of a consultation out the window. Today, digital briefing is the go-to skill for upwardly mobile industries. We look at how you can adapt this concept to your clients. We will also learn how to break down the creative process and present your ideas in a clear and concise way, because it's all about communication. Finally, we'll go behind the Kevin Murphy campaign to witness how Kevin and his team communicate and deliver time after time.
Great. So it's about digital communication, visual communication, breaking creative applications into bite-sized steps to improve that accuracy in communication. I think it's really important to say that hairdressing is not in a walled garden, that a lot of industries are now communicating in a more digital way, aren't they, Sarah? Yeah. So, Paz, what are the take-me-home tasks for number three?
So the take me homes are to create a digital mood board around a brief and post, share your workflow of the breakdown of the components to achieve your aim, and share steals of your results.
Great. Okay. So Connect 4 needs another dad joke, really, doesn't it?
You know, I mean, it's too easy, right? You can't let
it's
hanging
too
fruit.
Easy. I love it. There's something satisfying about saying Connect 4. I don't know what it is. Okay, so Sarah, what is in Session Salon Connect 4?
Connect Four is all about our digital communication, that visual communication, and breaking those creative applications into those bite-sized steps to help improve accuracy and communication. In Connect Four, we look at multimedia tools and applications to help you sell your story. Kevin Murphy has a digital footprint to envy. We explore how to take a part of this and adapt it to your own individual and salon needs. So you'll learn how to market yourself digitally, create campaigns and events that grab the attention of existing and potential clients. We'll look at how to develop and perfect your own brand story, giving advice on apps to use, editing tools, and that must-have knowledge, not only how to engage and share with your audience, but how to prioritize which information matters to them the most.
Well, that's what I love, because you don't actually know which information matters to people when you're trying to build a brand and to have insight into that. So to be clear, Sarah, it's about creating a look, a promotion or engagement for your audience.
Absolutely.
That's very exciting. Okay, Paz, what about the take home?
So the take me homes are to create a desired digital campaign, promote a product or a look, and educators will engage and assist you in any of your creations as well. So exciting.
Right. So finally, graduation, let's party. So Paz, let's outline that.
Absolutely. This is when we party and celebrate the graduates and the stylist journey through Session Salon Connect. They're invited to celebrate their journey with a cocktail hour in their honor with the best stylists and salons in town. They will have an opportunity to present their kind of personal marketing campaign or a pre-recorded live event. Mm. We will hold a group discussion on their digital assets, even hold like a people's choice vote as well. In the real time, how to engage your kind of audience as well. It's a great opportunity to network and celebrate new beginnings with your peers. It's about presenting a look digitally, promotion and engagement for your audience, and to grow your clientele digitally. How amazing.
Well, that's exciting. I do like a party, so a nice graduation, albeit virtual. I wonder if we get to have a cocktail.
Always.
Always. A virtual cocktail, perhaps. okay, so Sarah, thanks, Paz and Sarah. So, Sarah, where do we find out all about Session Salon and Session Salon Connect programs?
So we have so many resources. Of course, the Kevin Murphy website, which is kevinmurphy.com.au, the Session Salon Instagram, which is kevin.murphy.session.salon. But of course, your best resource is to reach directly out to your sales consultant at your distributor. They'll be able to answer any questions and get you signed up and get you registered.
Right. And Paz dot is dot that dot different in email.
So on that dot note, for Session Salon Program, where Sarah has just mentioned, you will find everything on our website on when it comes to Session Salon Program and on our Instagram. But for the email region, when it comes to Session Salon Connect, I would just like to say, stay tuned, guys, because there's more information to come to you.
Right. Thank you. So thanks for being here, guys. I want to finish with yet another quote. Apparently this is the theme for today, but, you know, quotes are often how we grow and they become mantras, they become things that we think and they change behaviours. So this is a quote by Kevin himself. In a digital landscape, it's more important than ever that you don't treat clients like strangers. As COVID-19 taught us, engage, engage, and engage. Use their names, paraphrase what they've shared, acknowledge their feelings, and bring that personal touch to all of your client communications. Well, that for me is exactly what Session Salon Connect is about giving you those tools. So this has been Conversations with Kevin, and I'm Nathan Gorman. And I want to thank Paz Bamrolia and Sarah Lund for being here, but also any closing remarks you'd like to make. So we'll start with you, Sarah.
Of course. you know, I think I'm just really excited about this. I think one of the most incredible things about putting this program together, Nathan and Paz and I working so closely, but all of us getting to really play to our strengths, and using the best parts of, all of our inputs and all the things that we know to create a program that I am, for one, incredibly, incredibly proud of. So I'm just so excited for you guys to experience it as well.
Fantastic. What about you, Paz?
Absolutely. You know, I'm just so, so excited for you guys to really experience this because, Nathan, I think you mentioned it earlier. I want to go. I want to sit through this program as well. You know, so it's been so great working with Sarah and you, Nathan, but I've learned so much from Sarah with her strength on digital as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you so much. And I just can't wait for to really grow this in EMEA as well as North America.
Great. So, you know, Kevin Murphy Education prides itself on being forward thinking and leaders in the industry. So this has been a podcast on Conversations with Kevin about our latest offering in Kevin Murphy Education, which is Session Salon Connect. Please reach out to your local distributor or sales consultant for more information. Till next time on Conversations with Kevin. Bye.